How do you feel like you've done so far at left tackle?
I felt like, I did what I needed to do. Coming out here in the practice field and working every single day. So, it's just, working the technique and the skills I need on the field at practice and showing up on game day and doing it.
I mean, the week's not over yet, but in theory, this should be the first week of the season where you guys have the same starting offensive line 2 weeks in a row. Is that just kind of crazy to think about, just how many injuries you guys have been dealing with up front?
I mean, like I said prior, it's like the next man up mentality. Always having the mindset of being ready. So, if something were to happen, the guy that steps up is just ready and it's all seamless from top down.
Do you mind the flip-flopping, right side 1 week, left side the next, or...?
Oh, not at all. I mean, like I said, I come out here and practice, and we work at it every single day. So once you put it in, like I said, it's seamless.
Where do you think you made, in particular, the biggest strides from last year in your technique? And if you could just single out a few things, where are you a better player now?
Just overall, it's being a better student in the game. Working with Coach Sale, Coach Wilk, even Coach Flats, and some of the vets like Billy, Nate, just understanding how they see the game. Incorporating into how I approach the game as well, and especially game planning. I feel like I made huge strides in that regard. Bigger, faster, stronger. Even more in that, just working on my overall technique.
When Steve Spagnuolo was here, he was a pressure coach. He brought, linebackers and multiple people. I mean, have you seen that from the Chiefs this year?
Schematically with the Chiefs, they kind of stick to their roots. They're going to do what they're going to do. And based on our scheme, we just have to make sure that we're ready to, step on the field and get after them.
Matt, what are some of the challenges for an offensive lineman on screen passes? When you go out there and, not you in particular, but an offensive lineman gets out there and has to sort of catch up and match the speed of a little defensive back. It seems like it's a mismatch for their speed and your size. How do you handle that?
So in regards to screens, just making sure, like I said, just relying on your coaching and your technique. Just having that mentality of understanding that, you understand the timing of each screen is different. Not every screen is going to look the same when you get out there, and just going out there and playing football.
Are they calling the illegal lineman downfield more this year? I mean, because there was two last game.
You're talking about the one on me. I was all right down the field. That was just a lapse on my part. Got on the sideline and made the corrections, and I promise you that will never happen for me ever again. But yeah, that was just completely on me. Cost us a first down. But the guys that we have right here, they picked me up, saying on next play mentality, and just having that mentality of just going back out there and just keep going. But yeah, that was just completely on me.
What was that like watching on film though? Because I'm sure the guys were getting on you a little bit. You were pretty far down there.
I was just really hard on myself. I mean, come on, just cost my guys a first down. It's just one of those things where it's just just have to be keyed into the call and just understanding that, can't have that happen.
You were open, though, if they wanted to throw it, yeah.
I wasn't eligible, so I can't do anything with that.
What's the approach you take when you know that you have to protect your quarterback's blind side, right? That's your job right now, right? You need to make sure that you keep Daniel upright and you keep him safe. So how do you approach that, knowing that that's basically your primary responsibility?
So let's take a play at a time. Just playing within myself. Just understanding, when he calls a play, just knowing what my responsibility is to do in that specific moment, run or pass. Just having the mentality of you've got to compete, beat your one-on-one matchup, and yeah, you're playing the blind side, so you have to keep the quarterback clean.
How much do you think there's maybe something to the quarterback getting comfortable with their left tackle, of knowing, how you operate, what you do, what depth you take on your drop and all that, and if he does as well?
What was the first part?
I said, how I forgot what I asked now, too. How comfortable do you think there's something to the quarterback getting comfortable with the left tackle and, the way that, you set and the way that he drops and all that kind of working together?
I mean, I don't think it's just a left tackle. I think it's across the board. I mean, I'm just one of five. It's having that relationship with the quarterback and understanding, we keep the width of the pockets, tackles, and keep, the depth and with the front three, and just making sure that he's able to step up in the pocket whenever he needs to.